Trump Departs for Charlie Kirk Tribute, We Are Going to Celebrate the Life of a Great Man. By Nick Gilbertson on September 21, 2025. President Donald Trump is en route to Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk's tribute in Glendale, Arizona, where reportedly hundreds of thousands are hoping to get into the State Farm Stadium. Trump and two planeloads of staffers departed Joint Base Andrews shortly after 10 a.m. Eastern for the Building a Legacy, Remembering Charlie Kirk tribute and service. Trump spoke with reporters before departing the White House for Joint Base Andrews aboard Marine One, telling them, "We're going to celebrate the life of a great man. He's a young man, but a great man. And we look forward to it. We want to look at it as a time of healing, a time of whatever," Trump said. "That something like this could have happened is not even believable. So, we'll have a very interesting day, very tough day." One reporter asked Trump what he would say to Kirk's family. "Well, I'm going to just give them my love. There's nothing much you can say," he replied. "You talk about the great things he's done. I mean, he's been amazing," he added. "He's had a tremendous influence. For a young man. Did a great job. He did a tremendous job, and he had a hold on youth because they loved him. They respected him." Kirk's service will start at 2 p.m. Eastern. Erica Kirk, Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are among those slated to deliver remarks. The dress code for the event is Sunday best in red, white, and blue, and there is a strict no-bag policy. Videos from early Sunday morning show what Florida Voice News's Eric Dougherty said are 300,000 people outside of the stadium, which holds 63,400 fans for football games, and can fit as many as 73,000 for even larger events, according to its website. Citizens Alliance CEO Cliff Maloney took to X early Sunday to tell Patriots to come now as the event is first come, first served, and the lines were miles long. Indoor overflow is available at the Desert Diamond Arena.